Space Station Meteor Shower, presented by Science at NASA. The crew of the International Space Station enjoyed a unique view of the 2001 Leonid meteor storm. May 17, 2002. It looked like we were seeing UFOs approaching the Earth, flying in formation, three or four at a time, recalls astronaut Frank Culbertson. There were hundreds per minute going beneath us, really spectacular. That was last November, and Culbertson, then the commander of the International Space Station, was watching the 2001 Leonid meteor storm. There were no UFOs, just lots and lots of shooting stars. News reports had warned sky watchers in advance. On November 18, 2001, Earth was due to plow through a minefield of debris shed by Comet Tempel-Tuttle. Innumerable bits of comet dust would become meteors when they hit Earth's atmosphere at 144,000 miles per hour. Experts predicted an unforgettable display, and it came. Millions of people saw the show, but only three of them, the ones on board the space station, saw it from above. "We had to look down to see the meteors," says Culbertson. "That's because the atmosphere, where comet dust burns up, is below the station." "A typical Leonid disintegrates about 100 kilometers above Earth's surface," explains NASA scientist Rob Suggs. "The ISS is much higher than that. The station, like the space shuttle, orbits our planet at an altitude of about 350 kilometers. "I had seen meteors on shuttle flights before," continued Culbertson, "but when the Leonids happened, it was supposed to be one of the best showers in a long time, so we stayed up late to see them. Mikhail and I were inside the pier's docking compartment, which had the darkest windows." Gazing at the night side of the Earth below, they spotted so many meteors that they soon lost count of all the flashes. Culbertson used a handheld video camera to film parts of the storm, but it wasn't designed for low-light photography. The best images were the ones Culbertson saw using nothing but his eyes. "The storm was pretty spectacular," he said again. Leonid meteors come from the direction of the constellation Leo, hence the name Leonids. At one point during the storm, the space station passed almost directly between Leo above and the Earth below. Peering out the window, Culbertson could see meteoroids disintegrating directly beneath the station. "That's when you start thinking," he recalled, "they're coming right by us. It's like being in the middle of a hailstorm." "We didn't have any damage, but Vladimir said he heard some little pings on the outside of the module," Culbertson said with a smile. "I'm not sure if he really did. He jokes a lot." In fact, the station was in little danger. "There are several hundred different shields protecting the crew and critical hardware," says Eric Christensen, the station's shielding subsystem manager at the Johnson Space Center. "The heavier shielding typically includes meteoroid debris blankets. These are made of a ceramic fabric called Nextel, backed by Kevlar, the same material found in bulletproof vests. The window stations are sturdy, too. Each one consists of at least two panes, always with primary and redundant pressure panes," says Christensen. "In some cases, the windows include transparent debris panes, specifically designed to protect them from meteoroid impacts. Others are shielded, when not in use, by metal shutters and debris blankets." Although Leonid meteoroids travel much faster than bullets do, the vast majority of them are microscopic and fragile. They make pretty lights when they hit Earth's atmosphere, but that's all. They are not tough enough to penetrate the station's defenses. Culbertson was grateful for the protection. "We literally did see thousands of Leonids all at once. It makes you think how crowded it is in space sometimes, why it's so important to have those shields on the outside." Another Leonid meteor storm is due on November 19, 2002, and forecasters say it could be even more intense than the one last year. Unfortunately, a glaring full moon will diminish the show, as much for the crew of the ISS as for sky watchers on the ground below. Air molecules and aerosols, that is, water droplets, dust, and smoke, scatter bright moonlight. Earth's atmosphere literally glows when the moon is full. Sky watchers looking up at the Leonids will see them through a 100-kilometer-thick layer of glowing air. Astronauts looking down at the Leonids will see them streaking on top of that same glowing layer. Light pollution is a problem for everyone. Moonlight will reduce the number of visible Leonids by some factor between 2 and 5. Even so, that's not necessarily enough to wipe out a full-fledged Leonid meteor storm. If predictions are correct, sky watchers, on Earth and in space, could see hundreds or thousands of shooting stars, in spite of the glare. Rob Suggs notes that astronauts have two advantages. They see a lot more of the sky than we do from the ground, and they can't be clouded out. The crew can probably look forward to another good show. Culbertson won't be one of them, though. He's back on the ground. I was fortunate to have that perspective, he says, of the 2001 Leonids from space. After all, it's not every day you can look down and see meteors beneath your feet. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.